Hey everyone, welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression. I'm your host, Santa Cruz, and if you're here, chances are you've had a taste of those dark times. Those days where it feels like everything is against you, right? Like you're wading through mud just trying to get to the couch. But trust me, even on those darkest days, there's always a flicker of hope, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Building resilience. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs, sometimes it feels like an entire baseball team is throwing them at us. But guess what? We can learn to weather the storm. We can build inner strength, a kind of mental armor that helps us bounce back from those hits. It's not about being invincible because let's be honest, none of us are, but about learning how to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and keep going. So, what does building resilience actually look like? Well, here are 5 key takeaways that have helped me and countless others. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Ever felt like you're supposed to just push through the sadness, the anger, the frustration? Big no-no. Bottling it up only makes things worse. Acknowledging those feelings, saying, "Hey, I'm feeling down today," is actually the first step towards processing them and moving forward. Think of it like cleaning out your mental closet. Sometimes you gotta get rid of the clutter to make space for the good stuff. 2. Practice self-compassion. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a couch potato and binge-watching Netflix all day, although that can be tempting sometimes. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when things get tough. It's like being your own best friend, offering support, encouragement, and a listening ear, even when you mess up. 3. Build a strong support system. We weren't meant to go through this alone, right? Connect with people who lift you up, who get you, who celebrate your wins and are there for you during the tough times. It could be friends, family, a therapist, or even an online community of folks who understand what you're going through. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. 4. Focus on your strengths. Ever had one of those days where you just feel like a complete failure? We all have. But instead of dwelling on those negatives, try shifting your focus to your strengths. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? Remember those times when you crushed it and felt proud of yourself. Focusing on your positives can boost your confidence and remind you that you're capable of amazing things. 5. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for the big milestones to feel happy and proud. Celebrate every little win, getting out of bed, finishing a task, having a good conversation with someone. These small victories add up and contribute to your overall sense of well-being. Remember that feeling when you finally finish a really tough puzzle? That sense of accomplishment, relief, and pride? Building resilience is kind of like that. It takes time, effort, and patience, but the payoff is worth it. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who used to struggle with severe anxiety. She felt paralyzed by fear, unable to leave her house for weeks at a time. But she started small, walking around the block, then going to the park, gradually exposing herself to situations that made her anxious. She celebrated every step forward, no matter how tiny, and slowly but surely her resilience grew. Now, Sarah is an avid hiker, traveling the world and conquering fears she once thought insurmountable. See? It's all about taking those small steps, celebrating your wins, and remembering that you are capable of incredible things. So, what's the takeaway here? Building resilience isn't a quick fix, it's an ongoing journey of self-discovery, growth, and learning to embrace the challenges life throws our way. Remember to acknowledge your feelings, practice self-compassion, build a support system, focus on your strengths, and celebrate those small victories. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've built resilience in your own life? Share your stories and tips in the comments below. Let's learn from each other and keep thriving together. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends about Surviving and Thriving in Depression. Until next time, remember, you're stronger than you think and brighter days are ahead.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.